As summer months approach, more and more of us are looking forward to spending time outdoors. And although flu season is coming to an end, the health department is warning of an often overlooked but serious health threat. You may remember back in 1999 when national health officials reported cases of West Nile virus in New York. Since then, there have been hundreds of cases of people contracting the disease within the United States, but little news of it in the Pacific Northwest. However, in recent years, animal and human cases of West Nile have been found in many parts of the Northwest, with the first human case in King County last year. Since the risk of contracting West Nile is highest during summer months, we've gone out to see what kind of questions you have about the disease.
How do humans contract West Nile virus?
West Nile virus is spread through the bite of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes get the virus from infected birds, such as crows and blue jays. The risk of humans getting West Nile virus is low, and less than 1% of people infected with the virus experience severe symptoms. However, the disease has been known to cause neurological damage and/or death in some people. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the elderly and those with impaired immune systems are at the most risk for contracting the disease. To help provide additional information and to respond to more questions, we have John Morrow with the city's Public Works Department joining us.
I've heard that mosquitoes breed most often here in the wetlands. Is that true?
Contrary to popular belief, areas like streams, wetlands, and natural areas are really low in mosquito habitat due to the natural predation of things like birds and certain types of dragonflies.
Rather, areas that hold standing water for long periods of time are the most successful breeding grounds. Preventing mosquitoes from thriving in our community depends on what you do in your own backyard.
What can I do to get rid of mosquito breeding habitat around my house?
To get rid of mosquito breeding habitat around your house,
tip out water from barrels, buckets, and wheelbarrows on a weekly basis. Tip out water from containers such as toys or cans. Empty children's wading pools when not in use. Get rid of used tires. Change water in bird baths and animal troughs at least once a week. Cover rain barrels and jacuzzis at all times when not in use. And help your elderly or frail neighbors with these activities too.
What are some things I can do to prepare my home?
You know, that's a really good question. Here's some things you can do around your home to help prepare yourself against West Nile virus.
Cleaning leaf-clogged gutters, repairing leaky outdoor faucets, repairing ripped windows and door screens and making sure they fit tight, and considering adding a screen door to doors that you often leave open.
What can I do to protect myself from mosquito bites?
Here's a few helpful tips you can do to prevent yourself from getting bitten by mosquitoes when you're outside.
Wear long-sleeved pants and shirts, especially at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most prevalent. Consider using an insect repellent. Using insect repellents with DEET are effective for preventing mosquitoes from biting, but make sure to follow the label instructions carefully.
Periodically, Public Works will dip catch basins to count mosquito larvae.
Also, we help test crows and blue jays in the area for the virus. If you come across a dead crow or blue jay, please report it to the Seattle King County Health Department. If you have any other questions, contact Kirkland's Public Works Department.
If we all work together, we can keep Kirkland safe and slap-free.